Psalms chapter number 23. Psalms chapter number 23. We find our place there. We'll stand in reverence to the reading of the King James Authorized Bible. Still haven't changed. Amen. We want what God wants. Amen. Amen. Nothing short of it. Amen. The law will change a man's habits, but grace will change a man's heart. Amen. If we only change our habits because of law, it won't be much. But if it ever changes our heart, it'll change your habits. Amen. You can change your habits and not change your heart, but you can't change your heart and not change your habits. Amen. We'll read these verses here. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." Amen. "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let's pray. Father, I thank You for this day. And thank You for everything that You've done. Thank You, Lord, for the honesty of Thy people. And Lord, we pray that God, You'd give us fresh oil now as we come down to the breaking of the bread of life. And Lord, You would help us. And Lord, I pray that God, You'd meet the need of every heart and every life, God, that's here tonight. Lord, You know the need of those that, Lord, just here serving You, or those that may be here that's never been saved. Lord, please be merciful unto them. Please, oh God, speak to their hearts. Deal with them, I pray. Please don't let them die and go to hell without You. Lord, we pray that You'd have Your divine way now. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing in reverence to the reading of the King James Authorized Bible. We'll look at these scriptures here tonight and just try to bring out what God's put upon my heart. Amen. And that's all I know to do, is to preach what's on my heart. Don't have much of a mind, so you have to preach from your heart. Amen. 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 We'll just look at this, the book of Psalms here tonight. I love the book of Psalms and love the book of Psalms chapter number 23. Psalms chapter number 23 is a very familiar passage of Scripture. Probably, apart from John 3:16, one of the most known and memorized and heard about Scriptures there is in the Word of God. And that is Psalms chapter number 23. Many men say that Psalm 22 is a mournful psalm, and Psalm 23 is a ministering psalm, and Psalm 24 is a majestic psalm. The book of Psalms, chapter number 23. There are 17 personal references in here in this passage of Scripture. Now, I love the book of Psalms, chapter number 23. You go to any funerals, most of the time you'll find something dealing with Psalms, chapter number 23. Now, as I look at this Scripture here tonight, I'm going to preach a message tonight that God has put on my heart for this service. I know you're supposed to have expository messages or topical messages or something of that nature. But tonight's message is going to be a proverbial message, amen, about this Proverbs, amen. And just do what the Lord put on your heart to do. Obedience is better than sacrifice, amen. To hearken than the fat of rams. Now, as we begin to study about the book of Psalms in general, Psalms is, in the Hebrew meaning, it is a book of praise. That's what the book of Psalms is. It is a book of praise. Some call it the heart of the Bible, the book of Psalms. It is the very center of the Bible is found in Psalms chapter 118. Some of you may know this. Some of you may not. I always thought it was a blessing to me to know that. But the very center of your Bible, talking about the chapters and the words and the letters, the very center of your Bible is in chapter 118, Psalms 118. Psalm 118 is the very center of the Bible, the very center chapter. In the very center chapter, the Bible says this. In the first verse, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever." Amen. Think that's a blessing. Not only that, but the center verse of your Bible. Amen. Is verse number 8. Where the Bible said, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." So the very, amen. So the very center of your Bible says that it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. But did you know that the very center words of the Bible is where it says in verse 8, "The Lord." Amen. That's the very center of your Bible. Amen. Now don't everybody get excited all at once about that. Amen. God is the very center of the Bible. Amen. The Lord. Amen. Not a Lord, but the Lord. He's the very center of the Bible. There's 150 chapters in the book of Psalms. There's 2,461 verses in the book of Psalms. There's 43,743 words in the book of Psalms. Psalms is a book that is quoted more and argued less. The book of Psalms is. You don't hardly ever see preachers sit down and argue about the book of Psalms. Amen. But you do find that it's quoted more often in the book of Psalms. The character of this book is just practical. Amen. Then I see the key chapter is Psalm chapter 119. Amen. The theme of chapter 119 is the Word of God. Amen. If you study Psalms chapter 119, that is the very theme. The key chapter of the book of Psalms is the Word of God. Excuse me. The key verses in the book of Psalms is chapter 29 and verse number 2. We'll look what the Bible says here in chapter 29 and verse number 2. The Bible says, "Give unto the Lord the glory, do unto His name, worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness." That is one of the key verses in the book of Psalms. Psalm chapter 95 and verse number 1 is the other key verse. "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." That is another key verse in the book of Psalms. The key word is praise. And it's used over 150 times in the book of Psalms. The number 23 is the number of death. Amen. Thought about this. We're looking at Psalm chapter 23. The number 23 is the number of death. It means death to self and reliance upon God. That's what Psalm chapter 23 is dying to self and having reliance upon God. Psalm chapter 23, it is referred to as the shepherd's psalm. But if you look at it, it is not the shepherd's psalm. It is the testimony psalm. Amen. It is the testimony of the sheep. Amen. The shepherd never says nothing. Amen. It is the sheep that is testifying about the shepherd. Amen. That's what Psalm 23 really is. Amen. But I've got 3 or 4 pages here of notes, about 25 points to make tonight. And so hold on. Amen. Amen. This is a different message than you would be able to preach if you was formed out of a Bible college. But if you've been formed out of theology, just want to mind God, don't care about anybody else, this will be one of those messages. Amen. But this is the title of a message tonight. It is. Amen. That's just all I got to say. Amen. It is. I want to give you 25 points about the book of Psalms that it is. Amen. 25 things that Psalm chapter number 23 that it is. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now the first thing is, out of these pages, the 25 Proverbs, the first thing is that it is a psalm that has dried many tears.
Boy, that's the way the book of Psalm chapter number 23 is. Boy, you sing it at funerals. You do it to dry the tears of those that have a heavy heart. Amen. In the book of Psalm chapter 23, it is a psalm that has been dried by many tears, that has dried many tears. The second thing is, the book of Psalm chapter number 23, it is a psalm that has supplied the mold into which many hearts have poured their peaceful faith into. Amen. And I'm telling you something, the book of Psalm chapter 23 is a mold that where we can pour our faith into and trust God that God has everything under control. Amen. And I'm glad that He does have everything under control. If there's one thing I've learned in my life, that we serve a God that does all things well and He's never made a mistake. Amen. I tell you, that'll keep you off the Rolaids. That'll keep you off the Maylocks. Amen. That'll keep you off the Zantac when you realize that God has everything under control. Amen. May I say this today? As long as God occupies His throne, everything is under control. Amen. But thank God it is. It is. It is a book. Amen. That God has so graciously given us. The book of Psalm chapter 23. It is a psalm of pure utterance, of personal trust, darkened by no fears or complaints. Amen. That's what the book of Psalms is. It is the chapter 23. It is pure utterances that where we can have personal trust that are not darkened by fears or complaints. Amen. The psalmist said here that the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. He said, I shall not want. And there is no wanting with this shepherd that we have. Do you know what makes Psalm chapter 23, Psalm chapter 23? It's the fact that the Lord is. If it wasn't for the great shepherd and the Lord, there wouldn't be a Psalm chapter number 23. But I'm glad that there is. Amen. Then the fourth thing is, amen, this book of Psalms, that is not a psalm of asking. It is a confidential psalm that I shall not want. Amen. If you read through the book of Psalm chapter 23 here, you do not find any questions that where the sheep is questioning the shepherd. But you do find a psalm here where the sheep has full confidence in the shepherd that is his shepherd. Amen. It's not a psalm of question, but it is a psalm of declaration. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It is a psalm that its radiance glows without a single crackle. Amen. Many times you can see a fire burn, and if there's a little flutter in the fire, there'll be a crackle in the fire. If you've ever had cars and you stomp that old carburetor, there'll be a little bit of hesitation. That means it's not perfect. But I want to say to you tonight that the book of Psalms, chapter 23, that these verses are perfect. Amen. There's no flickering of the flames. There's no messing up of the throttle. I'm telling you something, God is so graciously, if you could apply this tonight to the Word of God and the things of God and the great shepherd that we have, there is no flickering in His ability. There's no flickering in who He is. He is God, and besides Him there is none other. Amen. I still believe in the doctrine of the impeccability of Christ. I believe God, that Jesus was God in the flesh. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. And that He could not sin. He was God in the flesh. Amen, amen, amen. It is a psalm that each verse defines the precise cuts and weight to heaven's finest gem. Amen. You know the six verses of the book of Psalm, chapter number 20. If you know anything about diamonds, they will know how the diamonds cut. Amen. And the quality of the diamond. But I say to you that the sheep described his gem of a shepherd in these six verses. He began to describe the fine articular cuts of this diamond that God has so graciously given him, which is the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm telling you something, God didn't give us second best, but God gave us first best. Amen.
Amen, amen. I'll say to you tonight, there was no search made in heaven. Amen. For one did go. Amen. Jesus Christ was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Before there ever was a world, there was a Lamb. Amen. 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 Before you ever was, there was a Savior. Amen. Amen. Before you ever was, before man ever sinned in the Garden of Eden, there was a God that already had a sacrifice. Amen. You say, explain that, I can't. I just like to believe and enjoy it. Amen. You can't explain it. Amen. 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 There are no green pastures. There are no green pastures or still waters in Psalm chapter number 22. Amen. Which is known as the Psalm of the Cross. But it is worthy to notice that in Psalm chapter 23, the comforting Psalm follows the cross Psalm. In the book of Psalm chapter 22, you find where Jesus is describing the crucifixion. Then in Psalm chapter 23, he gives us a psalm of comfort over these passages of Scripture. If you compare the first two verses, the first verse of chapter 22 and the first verse of chapter 23. In chapter 22, verse 1, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Jesus Christ was separated from God. And then God turned His back on His only begotten Son. But thank God after the Calvary, and thank God after the blood was shed for sinful mankind, that we can have Psalm 23 where the Bible says that the Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want. Amen. I'm glad, thank God for that. Amen. It is. The Lord is. Amen. The Lord is our shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. As the nightingale is among birds, so is Psalm 23. Amen. Amen. Among the Psalms. For it has sung sweetly in the ear of many of mourners in his night of weeping, and has hidden him, given him hope for a morning joy. Amen. They said that as the nightingale is to the night, so is Psalm 23 to the soul that mourns. You know that a nightingale is a bird that doesn't sing his songs in the morning. He doesn't sing his songs in the evening. But a nightingale is a bird that sings in the dark. Amen. I say to you tonight that the book of Psalm chapter 23, as the nightingale is to the night, so is the Psalm 23 to the child of God that's going through the valleys and the hard places. God has given us a book. God has given us words that are able to sing to the soul of God's people in the midst of a dark storm. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I like it. Amen. 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 Psalm chapter 23. It is celestial notes to us who dwell below the clouds. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what Psalm 23 is. It is celestial notes. It is God. It is God putting notes within the pages of the King James Authorized Bible that believe the late to let us be able to hear celestial music from the glory world. Amen. Ain't that what he said? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And God's just reminding us of who He is. These are celestial notes from the glory world to let us know that He's God. Amen. Psalm 23, it is God allowing Himself to be compared to earthly instruments to set forth His great love and care for His own people. As I begin to think about that, God would let the writer be able to compare Him as a shepherd to a sheep, that you and I that have feeble minds and have feeble understandings to be able to understand how much God really loves us. How much God cares about us. Amen. It is a book that God has so graciously allowed Himself to be portrayed to mankind through the book of Psalm chapter 23. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 23 teaches us that we may not possess what we wish for,
But the Bible says, I shall not want. We may not ever have everything that we wish for, but I'm going to thank God we shall not want. Amen. Others, amen. We shall not want. Amen. Others, for wealthier or wiser, may want. But thank God you and I that are saved by the grace of God, the Bible says we shall not want. It's not I do want. The Bible says we shall not want. Amen. It's present tense. It's I shall not want. Amen. We shall not want because the Lord is our shepherd. Amen. The wicked always want, but the righteous never want. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you something, it's just good to be saved by the grace of God. I've been adoring. Amen. I've got a lot of wishes. Amen. But ain't a lot. I just say, I should not want. Amen. How could you want something greater than God? How could you want something greater than salvation? Amen. How could you want something greater than the joy that God has given us? Amen. There's nothing no greater than being saved by the grace of God. Nothing no greater. I wouldn't trade a bad day being saved for a good day being lost. Amen, amen. I wouldn't, amen. A bad day being saved is better than a good day being lost, amen. There's nothing no greater than knowing the God of heaven. And even though we look around and there's things that we wish for, but thank God we really think about it. We don't have a want in the world, a care in the world, amen. Amen, amen. It is, amen. Psalm 23 gives us that comfort, amen, that we shall not want. It's all because of God. Psalm 23, it's a warm open door to those walking through the cold winter streets. Amen, amen. That's what Psalm chapter 23 is. I want to say to you tonight that thank God if we're walking through the cold streets of life, I'm glad, thank God, if we can apply this, the Word of God and the things of God. I'm glad God's given us something that's like a cold, warm door that's open to those strangers in the cold streets that we can get warmth by and get help by. Amen. You don't realize what kind of help you get by just being at the house of God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Be faithful to the things of God. Amen. Psalm 23. It is a door that shuts to leave the night black. Sometimes, boy, life's really black and dark and gloomy and dreary. But I'm glad, thank God, if we could take the Word of God and apply it in general, we could save it. Thank God for the Bible, Psalm 23, that we can read and shut the door to the blackness and shut the door to the coldness in our lives and be heated by the fires of God. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you something, you'll have to shout every time you come to church. Amen. Amen. I love shouting, don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you something, sometimes God just wants us to eat. And I'm telling you something, God's given us something that we can heat by. If it wasn't for the preaching of the Word of God, there wouldn't be a one of us here tonight. Amen. It's the Word of God that keeps us going on. It's the Word of God that will penetrate the heart and divide asunder. Amen. It's the Word of God that you come to church and you feel like quitting and giving up in your spirit. And the man of God begins to utter the oracles of God. And it begins to fluctuate in your soul and stir up that inner man. Amen. And gives you juice to go on and go on for the glory of God. But thank God it's a door we can shut. Amen. Then I see the 14th thing is, Psalm 23, it is a psalm that drives away trouble by the pulses of truth. Amen. 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 I thank God for that. I'm glad, thank God, you can take those that have got burdened hearts. At the book of Psalms, it's used at funerals, it's used at bedsides, it's used at hard places. Thank God it is a pulsing truth that is able to drive away the fears and drive away the heartaches in people's lives. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, for the preaching of the Word of God. Don't ever underestimate the Word of God. Don't ever underestimate the preaching. Amen. I like good singing, but don't let it take the place of preaching. I like preaching, amen. the pulsating truth, amen, of the Word of God, amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah. The pulsating truth of the Word of God that drives and leaves us, amen, just like God would have us to be, amen. Drives away the troubles from our soul. Amen. He wants you to, first thing the devil wants you to do, he wants you to lay out of church. Amen. It's one thing my pastor taught us, when the lights is on here, they ought to be off at the house. Amen. Can I get a witness there? Amen. 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 Don't get caught up on your napping tonight. Amen. 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 If the lights is on here, they ought to be off at the house. You'll never go any worse for God till you learn to be faithful. Come hell, come high water, and come snow. Amen. Amen. Psalm 23, it is a psalm that has charmed more griefs to the rest than all the philosophies of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad the Word of God, amen, has calmed more souls, amen, than all the philosophies of the world. They try to dry them out in AA clinics. They try to send them to rehab and everything else. But I'm telling you, God had a rehab before they ever thought about having a rehab. Amen. And that is the things of God. Amen. The Word of God. The Psalm 20 and the Psalm that has charmed more griefs to rest than all the philosophies of the world. You can consult people with the Word of God and it calms their souls and calms the grief. Amen. That is captivated in a man's mind. Amen. You know what? I believe one of the only survival tools that we'll have in these days and hours, I believe it all boils down to the fact of the Word of God and being in the house of God. Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another as so much the more as you see the day approaching. I believe that one of the great tools that we can focus on and have in our day and hour is the house of God and the things of God. But if there's anything the devil's going to attack and try to tear down, it will be the house of God and the preaching and the unity, amen. Greater than unity is harmony. Amen, amen. It's good to be gathered, but harmony is when one is ringing and the other automatically rings. They work together, amen. That's what harmony is. We need churches that are filled with harmony. We need homes that are filled with harmony, amen. But it comes through the preaching of the Word of God that consoles the hearts of mankind more than philosophy does, amen. It's just philosophy. So, amen. 16th thing. Psalm 23. It is a psalm that is remanded to the dungeon. More felony thoughts, more black doubts, and more thieving sorrows than there are sands on the seashore. If the Word of God does something, it drives to the dungeon the things that this flesh battles with many times. It may be doubt that you battle with, but thank God the Psalm 23 can drive that doubt to the dungeon where you can be loose from that doubt, have security in your soul. Amen? I'm not talking about being lost and reading the Bible and driving away conviction, because conviction, amen, cannot be driven away by the truth. Amen? It can only be enhanced by the truth. And I say to you tonight, the conviction, amen, is a strong thing, amen, when God deals with a man. But Psalm 23, just the verses of Psalm 23, it has driven away doubts into the dungeon, felony thoughts, black doubts, and thieving sorrows, amen. The sorrows that many times captivates our hearts and captivates our souls. But thank God to be able to read the Word of God and see those sorrows be driven into the dungeon and have the victory that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Do you realize that we are not working to victory? We are working from victory. Well, a lot of times we try to get the victory. But I'm telling you something, we already have the victory. We just got to claim the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Psalm 23, it is a psalm that has comforted the host of the poor. Amen. 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 If you like me, amen, Psalm 23 will comfort you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm glad He prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemy. I'm glad all the days of my life I dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. There it is. It comforts our souls to know that there's a better day ahead. Amen. Amen.
I love the book of Psalm chapter number 23. I believe you could preach Psalm 23 from a young man to the day you die. Preach the same scripture, the same six verses, and never be able to exhaust the truths that God has laid down in His Word out of the book of Psalms, chapter number 23. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 23, it is a psalm that has sung courage to the army of the disappointed. Glad, thank God, God gives us some. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. That's where we get it messed up, amen. We think these paths that were trodden for our name's sake, but the Bible clearly teaches us that it is for His name's sake. Here's another verse we get messed up sometimes. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Then we forget to quote the rest of it where the Bible says according to His purpose. Amen. We know that all things work together for the good of them that love God who are the called according to His purpose. Many times God does things in the life that don't seem would be right. But it's all in accordance to His purpose. Amen. We've got to learn it's His will. What He so desires. Amen. You see, getting right with God and confessing your faults one to another. An honest confession is good for the soul. And what we're saying is that my way's not the right way. God's way's the right way. What we've said is harboring hard feelings and things that wasn't right and things that I felt was important. They're not right. Amen. But yet His ways are right. And we learn that from the Scriptures in the Word of God. Everything that we are comes from the Word of God. The reason we hope in heaven is because of the Word of God. The reason we believe in salvation is because of the Word of God. The reason we're here tonight is because of the Word of God. The reason we preach is you're to get saved. And please don't go to hell without God. It's because of the Word of God. Amen. Everything that a child of God does, bases his life upon, should revolve around the Word of God. And what God has said. But God's given us a book full of these promises and full of the principles and precepts of the Word of God to help His people along life's journey. Amen. Don't ever underestimate the power of the Word of God. It is a psalm that has poured balm into the heart of the sick and the captives into the dungeon and orphans in their loneliness. Psalm 23 does that. Amen. The Word of God does that. It pours the balm into the sores and the sore places in a man's life. It gives him something, amen. It does something for him that nobody else can do. Amen. The Word of God does. Many times we'll result to friends in their consolation. But I'm telling you something, there's nothing no greater than the Word of God and consoling the Word of God. There's wounds that mankind could never develop the words to be able to help in the wounds that are in our lives. But I'm glad God's given us 66 books that I don't care where you get it. As long as you get it and you put it where it needs to be put, it'll get the job done. Reminds me of that old spaghetti sauce on TV where they say it's in there. Amen. I believe that's ragu. Amen. They talk about it's in there. It's in there. And I believe that's the way it is the Word of God. Whatever you need, it's in there. Amen. If you need direction, it's in the Word of God. If you need help, it's in the Word of God. If you need to know something, it's in the Word of God. It's one thing I never understood. People come to the pastor and want some advice. And if he's any pastor at all, he's going to go to the Word of God and give them advice. Amen. 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 This lets me know they're too lazy to go to the Bible and get it themselves. Amen. 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 That's right. God's given us this Bible. God's given us a Bible to help us along life's journey. God's given us Scriptures. Amen. Amen. I believe the more time we spend with this book, the more we'll be like God.
So with that measure in mind, it don't take you long to figure out how much time people spend in the Bible. If they're more conformed to the world, you know they're not spending much time in the Bible. But God's given us a Bible. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the Word of God to help us be conformed into His image. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. 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 Psalm 23. Amen. Psalm 23. It's a psalm that has made the Christian slaves freer than his master. Amen. Amen. I was reading this today and come across this, and it's talking about those that had been martyred and those that were in slavery, and it said that the Word of God was able to make a slave freer than his master was. Amen. And I say to you today that the Word of God is the only thing that can set us free. The only thing that can set us free from the depravity of our flesh and the world is the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God. The Word of God needs to be thundered. It's not our opinions. It's what the Bible says. Never forget one time I fought with those beagle dogs and I was at a trial one time. This lost man come up to me and was talking about, amen, he said, my wife's left me and he said, I got a girlfriend and said she wants, and started talking about all kinds of things, different things. And he said, what do you think about that preacher? And I said, all I know to tell you, he said, well, I said, the Bible says this, amen. And this lost man looked at me and he says, you know, he said, that's the best answer I ever heard, amen. Sometimes you just got to tell people what the Word of God says and what God says about it. Amen. Nobody cares about what everybody else has learned in some college. Amen. Amen. Some college. People need to know what God has said in His Word. And it is the Word of God that gets us in the right frame of mind to receive the truth of God's Word. Amen. Amen. We must understand that. Amen. Psalm 23, it's a psalm that will go on singing to your children and my children and their children and the generations to come. Amen. Just like the Word of God. The Word of God will go on singing. When we're dead and gone, it'll still be singing. Amen. And when our children's children's gone, if Jesus doesn't come back, it'll keep on singing. Amen. It is alive. It's the Word of God. It's alive. I believe the Bible is Jesus, amen. Amen. And the way you treat your Bible is the way you treat Jesus. The Bible said the Word is made flesh and dwell among us. Amen. Every time you know you get in a hurry sometimes, and sometimes you'll throw your Bible in the car and throw it down on the pew. Man, every time I do that, boy, my spirit's grieved like I just threw Jesus around. Amen. 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 How much time we spend in this Bible is how much time we spend with Jesus. Amen. The Word of God. The Word of God. You know what the Word of God will do? It'll draw your mind from this world and put you out there, amen, thanking God, thinking about that world. Amen. It'll get your mind off of the things that are going on around here. It'll get your mind off the troubles. That's why Psalm 23, it is a psalm that helps us and gets our minds off of everything down here. It's the Word of God in general. Gets our minds on things that are above. Amen. That's why it's so important about the things of God. I want to let you in a great truth. Y'all may fire me after tonight. I thought you was going to fire me last night. But I want to tell you right now. Let me tell you how to get your heart more prepared for the house of God. Don't wait till you get to the house of God before that's the first time you've read your Bible that day. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Boy, in my mind, I sit and study all day. I mean, I've studied today, son. I've been there. And I feel, man, it's going to go like this. We'll be shouting right here. We'll be swinging from the fans. Amen. But God just works out the atmosphere of the service just like He wants it. But I'm afraid sometimes our spirituality is let down because we ain't spending no time in the Word of God and around the things of God. Amen, amen, amen. You know what the Word of God does? It's like taking your mind and running it through a filter system. It'll cleanse your mind. It'll cleanse your being. It'll cleanse your response. It'll cleanse everything about you. The way you think about things, everything about you will be cleansed and become more Christ-like through the Word of God. That's why the devil fights nothing like reading the Word of God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. It's a psalm. Psalm 23, it is a psalm that will never fold its wings. Amen. Well, that's the way the Word of God is making application. That this is a book that you can rely upon. It's a book that will never fold its wings. Amen. It will never go out of date. It's fresher than tomorrow's newspapers. The Word of God is. Amen. And it's God's tool that He's given us. Amen. To be able to survive in this Christian life. And to be able to survive in the day and hour that we live in. It is the Word of God that does that. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only that, but Psalm 23, it is a psalm that declares to us that we can walk by faith accompanied by joy from the beginning to the end. Amen. Psalm 23 lets us know that we can walk a Christian life that is full of joy and happiness from beginning to end. Amen. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Then in the end, he ends up, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. This Psalm 23 just lets us know that we can have joy and happiness in our Christian lives from beginning to end. Amen. Amen. Another one is Psalm 23. It is a psalm that will gently embody His course to maintain. It is a psalm that will work on our heart and embody in our soul that His course is what we're to maintain. Amen. Is anybody here tonight glad you're saved by the grace of God? I'm glad that God is God and besides Him there is none other. Amen. And I'm glad that He is. There's a few verses here I want to read to you out of the book of Psalm chapter 79. I'll read these real quickly. Verse number 13, the Bible says, so we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. For we will show forth thy praise to all generations. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. It'll be the shepherd and the Word that turns us again unto God. Amen. And to love God and to love the Word of God and to love the things of God. That is what Psalm 23 is to us. Amen. It is a book that will help us in the midst of troubles and turmoil. It is a book that consoles us that there is victory to be had in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And God gives us out of that, all of that, out of the book of Psalms chapter number 23. Amen. It is a book that's able to help us. Amen. Amen. And I want to say to you tonight, spend time in your Bible. Spend time with God. Lots of times we don't get nothing to church because we didn't bring nothing to get it in. Amen. Amen. We need something from God. Don't you agree with that? Amen. We need something from God. God's given us a book. I believe a lot of the defeat and the lack of victory sometimes in our lives is a lack of knowledge of what the Word of God has to say about things. Amen. Your personal victory is based on your personal relationship with the Bible and what God says in His holy book. Amen. It is. It is a book that will help us. This is a Bible that will help us. There's no other book on the face of planet Earth like the Word of God. No other book. No other book like the Word of God. Amen. How many times do we mistreat the Word of God and don't read the Word of God and the things of God and what God has done? Amen. 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 Praise God. I'm trying to mind the Holy Spirit tonight. Amen. I got a lot more, but I just want to mind Him. Amen. 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 Psalms 23. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I'll get to another verse. My shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside
the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. In closing, I want to give you something out of that verse. Verse number 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You know, I've always heard in my Christian life that talking about God's going to preparing a big table there, and we sit down and eat with forks and eat a big old turkey or eat a big old sheep ham hock or something. Amen. But we're talking about sheep here and what they eat. The shepherd and the sheep. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And if you study the context of this scripture right here, Psalm 23, it is. Do you realize that the enemy that the shepherd is talking, the sheep is talking about here, is not the enemy of the devil or bears or cougars? But do you realize, you study this, think about this. I read this, I've never seen this. But do you realize that the enemy that he's talking about right there is talking about other sheep? And I began to study this, Brother Barry. Now, I've never seen this like he is to have seen this. But they say what that shepherd would do. Many times when a sheep would get sick and wounded and hurt. You know, sometimes you don't have control over things. Boy, I'd like to be shouting running the aisles tonight. But your spirit's overwhelmed within you. Your spirit's become cast. You're wounded. You're hurt. And the book of Psalms here says, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence. Ain't that nobody sheep? That sheep will get to the point that it just has to sit down and can't do nothing for itself. And you know what that shepherd does out there in that grazing field to prepare a table for that sheep? This is what he does. And I read this. This is so good. Let me borrow my coat here. But if you think about this, how does he prepare? What he does, that sheep's laying in that grass. And if he's not careful, all those other sheep will get around that sheep. And they'll begin to eat all the grass around that sheep that's down and hurt. And that sheep ain't going to have no grass to graze on while he's down and hurt. So out of the love of the shepherd, you know what he does? He takes off his cloak. He goes over here opposite that sheep and he lays it down there. See the pen? Here's the sheep. He's out here in the middle. See? He'll lay his cloak down over there. And this is real what it says. I've read this out of the shepherd. He said he'll go to this side and he'll lay down his rod, the old word of God. Said he'll go over to this side and said he'll lay down his staff. And he said the shepherd will come back over here and said he'll lay down on the ground. And what he's doing is those sheep know that those items are the shepherd's sheep to protect that sheep, that sick sheep, that old Bible, the Word of God, the rod. And then he talks about the staff and the shepherd's cloak. And that shepherd laying on the ground. What he's done is made a little table around that sheep. And he's protecting a little bit of grass around that sheep where that little sheep can recuperate. And that little sheep can get a little bit of grass where he can eat. Because if he doesn't do that, all the other sheep will graze right up to him. Take all the grass and he'll die there with hunger and starvation. But I'm glad, thank God, God give us in Psalm 23, verse 5, that He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Sometimes it just ain't the devil that's bothering us. It may be that we've got bitter and other sheep, and they don't. And flesh is flesh, amen. Sheep are sheep, amen. But I'm telling you something, chickens are like that too. If they get a sore, they'll peck on that other one till they kill him. But I'm telling you something, that shepherd knows that those sheep will eat the grass in the ground. He lays out his cloak and his rod and his staff. And he lays down to make a place where that sheep can get some grass and recuperate and get some help. Amen. What he's doing, those other sheep at that time are his enemies. But God prepares a table in the presence of his enemies. Amen. And I just want to tell you tonight, I want to say this. Amen. I want you to know tonight that God loves you. And I want you to know that. Amen. I know sometimes we go through the height of services and go through the normal routines and rituals of everything that goes on. But I just want you to know tonight that God loves you as His sheep. I want you to know that. That God loves you.
And God cares what you're going through. And God cares about the burdens that you have. God knows our infirmities. That's why it gave us Romans 8, 26 and 27. That the Spirit helpeth with our infirmities. When we know not what to pray, the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. God chose to bear His treasure in earthen vessels. God chose to do that. And I want you to know tonight that God loves you and cares and wants to help you. Sometimes we feel like because we're not perfect that God will never use us and God can never do anything with us. Amen. God's not looking for perfection. And God's not looking for abilities. God's looking for your availability to come clean with God. Say, God, I'm available for whatever you want here at Rogersville Baptist Tabernacle. I want what God wants. I don't know what's got your spirit subdued tonight. I don't know what's got you to the place that you feel that you can't be that Christian or you can't be what God so desires you to do. But I want you to know that God this week has just spread a table around us and given us a little bit of green grass for us to chew on and us to get some help from, that we can get strengthened for the journey and the battle that lays ahead. Amen. Amen. Tear the table down. Amen. Amen. I want you to know that. Let's stand our feet, head bowed, and eyes closed.